see what we can do to make sure that when individuals decide that they want to do somebody harm, we're making it a little harder for them to do it. Because right now it's just too easy.
President Obama said it is possible the San Bernardino shooting was a terror attack, but at this point, he said, we don't know. The FBI is now in charge of the investigation. California's Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom also issued a statement following the shooting in saying in part, quote, it is with deepest sadness that Jennifer and I offer our condolences to the family.
And John, just so you know, the attorney is Allison Anderman.
Okay, I've debated her before, I believe.
Oh, okay, all right.
For their heroic work.
Time now, 9:04. Federal authorities say the two assault rifles, and the two handguns used in the San Bernardino shooting were all purchased legally. The ATF says the guns were purchased 4 years ago. The rifles are AR-15s, powerful enough to pierce protective vests worn by police officers. Investigators with the ATF say they are looking for a connection to the previous legal purchaser. California requires paperwork when guns change hands privately, but many other states don't.
While mass shootings have become common, you might be surprised at just how often they occur. According to an online post tracking mass shootings, the U.S. averages more than one mass shooting.
Stand by, sir.
This is bogus numbers.
36th day of the year, San Bernardino was the 355th mass shooting. The track defines the mass shooting as an incident where four or more people were killed or injured by gunfire.
Yesterday's mass shooting is once again igniting the gun control debate, calling for tighter gun laws by some.
And we've reached out to both sides of the issue. Joining us via Skype, John Lott Jr., the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
And we are joined on set with Allison Anderman, an attorney with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Allison, let's begin with you right now.
Allison starts first, and then we'll come into you.
Okay, you know the numbers that you just gave were not correct.
Is if someone is that evil and wants...
The numbers were what?
What happened yesterday.
On the number of mass shootings in the United States were completely bogus.
Right. Oh, okay. No, we didn't know that we attributed a particular source.
Who mean to do harm.
Right, which is related to Bloomberg.
As of right now, there is no law.
Okay.
Someone who is on the terror.
I'm talking to my producer right now.
Purchasing a gun. And there is no federal law that prohibits people who have been convicted of domestic violence misdemeanors or who are dangerously mentally ill from buying a gun from a private individual. They do not have to undergo a background check in 32 out of our 50 states. We make it incredibly easy for people to get guns in the United States, and therefore, if people mean to do harm, they can legally find a way right now very easily.
But is California not leading the way, would you say, in strict gun control legislation right here?
Absolutely.
We have pretty strict laws in our state.
Absolutely. California is leading the way, but California is surrounded by a country that has much weaker laws. And we know that a lot of the guns used in crimes in California are trafficked in from other states. And what we do need is a comprehensive federal system that puts tough, strict regulations in place to make it hard for people who mean to do harm to get guns. And we also need comprehensive state laws. Right now, we have a very patchwork system of laws that are very strong and very weak, and they can't be as effective if they're not comprehensive.
If I can bring in John Lott Jr. from the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, what is your reaction to what Allison had to say? Isn't it time to strengthen gun laws in light of what just happened here in California?
Look, you cannot name one of these mass public shootings that have occurred under the Obama administration that would have been stopped had they enacted the types of laws that they're talking about. Not one single case. California already has these laws. The attack occurred yesterday there. Colorado already has these laws. The attack occurred last Friday there. Oregon already has this type of law. The attack occurred there. France already has these types of laws. They've had horrible mass public shootings this year. You've had more people killed or injured in mass public shootings in Paris this year, 508, than you've had killed or injured from every single mass public shooting in the United States since the beginning of the Obama administration, which is a total of 442. You know, the one common feature that you actually see that would make a difference is to get rid of these gun-free zones. Each of these cases that I just talked about, as well as virtually all these other mass public shootings, keep on occurring where individuals aren't allowed to go and defend themselves.
Hey, John, let me stop you there for a second. The president said just an hour ago he doesn't know if this was a terrorist act, right? So after every mass shooting, and Allison, I'll bring you in after John's response, but it seems that Democrats want to address gun control. Many Republican lawmakers want to address the mental health issue in our country. Is there not a reason why we can't do both?
Well, I mean, the gun control that the president's talked about time after time has been these so-called expanded or universal background checks. And I guess I just wish one time, one reporter would ask the president, okay, Mr. President, out of all these cases that you've talked about, can you name one case where this law that you're pushing actually would have made a difference? Because it wouldn't have made a difference.
Instead of focusing so specifically, John, on the incidents that have happened in the past, some people might have a thought to preventing perhaps the next attack.
It would. It's not going to.
Reducing the instance of someone else.
Can I finish, please? Allison, okay, look. There are two issues here. It wouldn't have stopped any of these others. I don't think it's going to stop the others. If you really think somebody's a danger, then lock them up. But here's the thing. The reason why they pushed these laws has nothing to do with stopping these attacks. The reason why they pushed these laws is to make it costly for law-abiding citizens to get guns. And New York, it adds about $80. And California, my understanding, adds about the same cost. In Colorado, it adds about $60 under the cost of transferring a gun. Those are real taxes. It may not stop you or I from being able to afford a gun, but poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, $80 may make the difference between whether or not they're legally able to afford a gun or not.
There have been a lot of things said, and so I'm going to address what I think is the most important. 33,000 Americans are killed by gun violence in the United States. One person is killed by gun violence every 16 minutes in the United States. Most of these people are not dying in mass shootings. And what we know is that gun violence is a uniquely American problem.
That's not true.
World. We have higher rates of gun violence than the rest of the developed world.
That's not true.
And things like universal background checks can keep people who mean to do harm from legally acquiring weapons. And while Nicholas Kristof said it really wonderfully in the New York Times yesterday, we can't stop every mass shooting, but we're not even trying. We need these laws to make sure that a large percentage of those 33,000 Americans who are being killed and 80,000 people who are being injured every year are helped.
So name one mass shooting that would have been stopped as a result of this law that keeps on getting pushed.
Hold on for 1 second. I want to ask Allison, what about enforcing laws that we already have on the books? It seems as if we want to go for new laws, but there are a lot of things that were done that were illegal yesterday. What about enforcing those laws?
Sure. It's very important to enforce the laws that are on the books, and we are enforcing the laws that are on the books. In fact, Sacramento has an ammunition record-keeping law, and that ordinance was used to identify a large number of people who illegally possessed weapons because they were able to tie the fact that they were buying ammunition to the fact that they illegally possess guns. We are enforcing these laws, and sure, we need to do a better job, but right now we have virtually no federal laws and a very weak system of state laws.
John, wanted to say something, John?
Well, I'm just saying, look, there's lots of academic studies that looked at these types of background checks that are being talked about. I don't know a single study by an economist or criminologist that's found any benefit from these types of laws. But again,
you keep on referencing
mass public shootings, and I'd like to just know one example, just one, where this law would have stopped any of these attacks that we're talking about. And what I'd like to try to get this on is to look at how these people purposely go and choose places where they know victims can't defend themselves, with the two exceptions. All the mass public shootings in the United States have taken place where guns are banned. And if you look at the Charleston case earlier this year, it's clear that the person's first choice he turned down because he was worried that people might be able to stop him from shooting there. You
hey,
look
John,
at the diary.
Let me ask you one question. We got to go because I'm curious. Allison brought this point up. She said that there are people on the terror watch list who can't even fly in an airplane, but those same people, if in the United States, could go to a gun show and get a gun. Is that not concerning to you?
Well, it would be if you didn't have a lot of people for lots of different reasons that are on the terror watch list. You have people that the police just want to talk to that they don't even think are terrorist threats. If you really believe somebody's a threat, then lock them up. Because going and saying they can't just legally purchase a gun isn't going to stop these individuals from being able to go and obtain a gun.
Allison, last word here.
Mr. Lott has asked for examples.
Doctor.
And we know that in Missouri, when the background checks law was repealed, the gun homicide rate increased by 23%. And not the other homicide rate, but the gun homicide rate. And we also know that...
One mass shooting, and you're wrong about that statistic. One, name me one mass shooting, because you keep on bringing it up with mass shootings. Just name me one.
Okay, clearly this is an issue we could talk about for the entire hour, if not more. We're going to have to leave it here. John Lott Jr. from the Crime Prevention Research Center... joining us via Skype, Allison Anderman from the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Thank you both for joining us this morning. It's a topic we're going to still, of course, be talking.
Thank you, Dr. Lott.